Yeah, that's good, man. I'm happy to see you back out here rotating, man.
Yeah, shit, me too.
Dude, what's been happening, dog?
Same shit, different day.
Mm-hmm. I saw you with the kids earlier, man.
Yeah, you know, dude love the kids.
You know what I'm saying?
But my kids, not everybody. My kids.
Okay. Hey, we got. I know we always say this. We got to do a better job of getting our kids together, though, man.
Yeah.
Christina always be talking shit about us.
But see, but we've been on lockdown the past year, yeah, so it's been kind of hard.
Low key.
But this summer, we definitely can hit the parks with them and all type of shit.
Yes, sir. Hey, first off, man, we want to, you know, send our thoughts and prayers to Lil Reese, man. You know, I guess it was just reported today that he got shot again. And what was it?
But they ain't saying,
River North.
Yeah, River North. But they ain't saying where he got shot at or
yeah,
he good.
Yeah, ain't saying nothing. All I saw was like a little video clip. It was just like a little video clip floating around of like somebody sitting in the street, like bleeding and shit. I don't know if it's
man,
him.
Man, one thing.
What?
Yeah. Hey, one thing. They said three people got hit though.
Yeah, three people.
One thing, hood
they
niggas.
They say two of them in serious in critical condition, and then they say the other one is in serious condition.
One thing hood niggas don't understand is like, man, when you fuck with nigga, that's the money maker. Y'all gotta get him up out of that. Y'all gotta,
yeah,
hey,
man,
look, man,
bro,
you go chill somewhere. You don't
Reese
need to
already.
Be.
Just last year, what was that? Last year, you got shot. In the
no,
neck,
like,
bro.
Was it last year? 2019?
Maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago. Now.
He's supposed to be the fuck out of Chicago, bro.
He's all them niggas that look up to Chief Keef. Chief Keef do really had to do. Like, man, let me get up out of here. Like, I ain't no bitch.
Hey,
I ain't no hoe. I ain't none of that.
Hey, all you drill niggas, get the fuck out the paint, bro. That shit ain't worth it at all.
Man.
That shit ain't worth it at all,
bro.
That
shit happens so much now, it's kind
of
just like...
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. I feel the exact
now,
same way. I'm like numb to it. I'm like...
And these young niggas... Shoot anywhere. Back then, motherfucker be like, okay,
yeah,
we up here at the mall.
At River North.
Wait till I catch you on the strip.
Bro,
or, you know, these
happened.
Niggas shoot anywhere. They don't care where they at.
Bro, this shit happened 9 a.m. in River North. You know what I mean? Like,
early.
Bruh, like, 9 a.m., bro. Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Man.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. Crazy as hell. So, yeah, thoughts and prayers to Lil Reese, man. We praying for you. Hopefully, pull through. And, hey, if you pull through, man, get the fuck out of Chicago, bro. Like, this shit ain't worth it.
Motherfucker, I don't understand. If niggas don't like you when you out there on the streets with them, so when you get some money, that don't mean niggas gonna, for that mean niggas gonna not like you to a whole nother level. Like,
man, the next level. And it's like, if you already been shot at before, bro, you should know that, like, motherfuckers on your top. You know what I mean?
And, man. These young niggas. I'm scared of these
it's
young
a different
niggas,
breed
man. Like, hey.
Hey, you can have it, bro. It's a different
hey,
breed.
One of the little guys I know, man, I think that nigga locked up. Nigga was like 17. Big ass chop on. We're like, why you walking around with that? Man, I'm into it. Well, the police pull you over. Well, the police grab you. Shit, they ain't taking me to jail. Like, nigga,
bro.
You 17 with a motherfucking, like, man. You have a she like, I'm going to have a shootout with him. Like, shit, I ain't going to jail.
Then you know they got these, what they call switches and shit on the guns now.
Mm-hmm.
You could put like a little pen or some shit in the Glocks and make them bitches turn them bitches into automatics.
I mean, that's been happening. Like turn, like man. Look, the crazy part, what this nigga told me, he was like, now that them plastic guns don't hit the streets,
mm-hmm.
but motherfucking put it together themselves, so you can unbox like a Lego set,
mm-hmm.
put that shit together yourself. 30 shots.
Crazy, bro.
I'm like, man.
That brings me to what Stunt Taylor said, man.
Yeah, they like 3D pin straps and shit now, bro.
It's crazy, bro. It's like what Stunt Taylor said. He was like kind of talking about the whole drill rap shit. He was like,
who the fuck is Stunt Taylor?
He a Chicago nigga. He that song.
Matter of fact,
I think he had Fifi on the block. Was that? I think that's Stunt Taylor.
I think Stunt Taylor.
Getting,
his sister. I know his sister. Like, and me and his sister like, I didn't say we tight, we cool. Like I know her.
You ain't never hit though.
No, she like girls. Nah,
that was him. Fifi on the block.
I think that's him. Is that the nigga that like
Fifi on block? No, listen. Fifi
I heard that song, but that nigga that went to the hotel and they were like he had a bogus credit cards and shit, couldn't pay for the room.
I don't know.
Whoa! I was not thinking it's going there.
That nigga went to the hotel.
That's the nigga room. Who got caught up in the Marriott?
That's him. Then fuck it. Damn, it might be him.
Damn.
But he had a quote about drill rappers. He was basically saying like, can rappers from Chicago and around the Chicago area like rap about anything other than what he said was op music, like basically like drill.
He called drill.
Which I agree though, man. I mean, it's like I was just telling somebody the other day though, bro. It's like. It's almost like I fuck with drill music, but it's like let's hear something else too.
I mean, see, you can't say that. You can't tell a 23-year-old that never left off the South Side of Chicago to rap about something else.
Why can't I though?
Because that's all they know.
Coming from the South Side, he rapped.
I mean, but Coming, you got to think back in them 90s. Coming wasn't fresh off like Coming wasn't on a block, nigga.
I guess, bro.
He was a hood dude, but he wasn't on the streets like that.
You gotta know more than that drill shit.
Man, not at 22. Like, at 22, all you know.
I mean, you gotta think too. A lot of these niggas ain't really like rappers, bro. Like, they like literal gangsters who just started rapping.
It's exactly.
Like,
want some legal money. They, yeah.
So it's like.
But at a certain point, though, don't that shit just get old, though?
When you say at a certain point, though, it's like you gotta think of the people you comparing them to, like from the 90s, like for example, like
NWA. I'm not saying they gotta be lyrical, bro. You ain't gotta be miracle lyrical.
Okay,
bro.
Let me ask you this.
Like, look at Dirk. Like, Dirk rap about some different shit. He get on like R&B tracks and shit now, but when he first popped, it wasn't none of that pop.
Can you talk about the same shit now, right now, today, that you. Would you be able to talk about that 2004? Think about senior year high school, freshman year. College, all that. Would you be talking? Would you be saying?
I'm not saying niggas gotta rap about having a fucking family or nothing,
bro.
No, I'm just like, bro. I just want to hear some other shit other than you sliding on the ops and spraying niggas down. I mean, let's just hear something else,
that's
bro.
That's all
like,
they know. Cause when they're in the studio,
do y'all get pussy? Like, do you young niggas? Do you get pussy?
But see,
like, rap about the pussy you get. Rap about the bitches you fucking.
I was about to say.
You know what I mean, like, damn, bro. Like,
them niggas ain't having sex. Them niggas fucking bitches.
It's all about the ops now. It's like nothing about the bitches no more.
But when they talk about fucking bitches, they gonna slide that in.
They only fucking op bitches.
I was about to say that. Yeah.
I kill a nigga then fuck his sister.
Yeah.
Doing the ops.
It's like, bruh, give the ops a break, bro. Fuck some bitches or something. Get some ass, bro.
I mean, bro, what else you gonna rap about some niggas kitchen, brother?
It's a lot of topics to rap about, bro. What J. Cole just say? J. Cole say rap about a broke nigga, rap about being a broke rapper, but you the illest nigga out or some shit.
Yeah. You said them cars look good, but behind closed doors, you behind on that lease or some shit.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of J. Cole, y'all got a chance to listen to that shit?
Yeah, I listened to it about 2-3 times, bro.
Yeah, J. Cole came through. Like, man, I definitely listened to it 2-3 times.
I think J. Cole heard niggas talking shit about him, bro. Like, can we finally put that shit to bed, bro? All that J. Cole make sleeping music shit. Can we put that to bed?
See, I think what J. Cole problem was, that nigga produce his own beats and rap. No features, yeah. And that's what he said on one freestyle. On yeah, he was like, man.
Interview,
he was like, he gonna do features now. Like, he don't wanna wake up 20 years from now, yeah, some shit like that, and not have no features,
right,
yeah.
Bro,
so that's what he was like, he gonna start
that
doing
my
that
only
shit.
Only critique about Cole, like, nigga, like, how you don't got no songs with nobody? Like, you ain't got, like, every album is just gonna be you, like, on your own beats. You ain't. It's like you ain't finna do nothing, you know what I mean? Like, so.
Yeah, I think Cole's good, man. The album's solid. I think I feel like it started out real hot. I'm trying to think, but there was a song I liked at the end. I can't remember the titles of the songs yet.
See, I haven't heard
the title of the songs. Really feel like they don't even really correlate with the actual songs. Like
I haven't heard the whole album yet.
And the features don't have. I feel like he just made the same. I feel like he just made a lot all over again on that 21 Savage song. No,
slightly, and he didn't. But he didn't. The funny thing about the features is he didn't even like put their names on the track list. Like, so I didn't know that he had features on that album. I saw the track list. I say, oh, here go Cole again. Mm. like doing his own shit. He ain't got no features.
It was
features.
Only a surprise for Cole because niggas been not putting features. Travis Scott didn't write down no features on Astroworld, but it's hella features on Astroworld. Yeah.
Cole did the same shit. He didn't put no features on there. Mm-hmm. He got my nigga Killer Cam on there.
Yep, on the intro.
21 Savage on there.
I don't know why he switched to that dumbass Lil Jon break at the end. Like, that didn't even make no sense.
Nah.
Talking about representational shit. Cole, you don't represent shit. Represent Dreamville.
You gotta come with the code.
Represent Dreamville.
You gotta come with the code.
With the crunk.
I was waiting for it.
In 2021. I was waiting for it. That was my only. That was my only crack.
What's that?
He said, I was waiting for it. I didn't even get him though. All I said was, I don't understand why he had the Lil Jon part on the intro. I was like, it didn't really make sense.
On which
like,
song?
I was fucking with the Cam shit. I was hyped.
Oh, that Cam shit, yeah. I thought Cam was gonna rap, man. I thought Cam was gonna rap.
It's dead, Lil Jon.
I was ready for the verse.
What the fuck?
I definitely was ready for the verse.
But even Cam just talking shit is already lit. So yeah, that already got me hyped. So yeah. I'm trying to think. Lil Baby smoked his verse.
Lil Baby always. Man, Lil Baby be killing 21, shit. 21.
I feel like he made a lot. Like I said, a lot in that song they made is the same fucking song. It's the same. It's damn near the same sample in the back. But.
I ain't even thinking about it like that. I gotta. But 21 like, killed that shit.
I saw these niggas know how to make
it. A lot is hard, though.
Yeah, boy, yeah, a lot
is
hard.
A lot is a classic record.
That shit is hard.
And so, who else was on there? I think he has one more feature I remember if I ain't tripping.
What is it? 21 Savage.
21 Savage, Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
I think that's it.
Cam.
Cam was on the intro. Was Gunna on there? I don't know.
No, I don't think.
I guess I could just look at this while y'all talking.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he got it. He don't got it listed, though. He don't got it listed, though.
No, he got it listed now. But I think when the album first dropped, he ain't have it listed. But
I saw a track list. I said, oh,
here go Cole. Yeah, I definitely thought the same thing. I'm like, how you do an interview saying you got to have features, but then drop an album with no features?
Yeah. Cole is a weird ass nigga. Y'all saw that documentary. That nigga say he moved back into his old crib, like, in New York and shit. Like his old apartment.
Nah, I ain't even see the documentary yet.
That nigga said he moved back to his old crib in New York just to like get that feeling and shit back.
He said just so I get that hunger again looking ass. He said I was about to feel poor again so I can write better rap.
Come on, bro.
Hey. I'm not gonna play this nigga.
It's hard to get that feeling back.
Jay
man.
Never moved back to Varsity to write better raps. I ain't gonna play with
Cole. He said Jay moved back to 60 stages.
Hell no. Boy, Cole, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't.
He said, yeah, and then I had to go try for the Rwandan basketball team just so I could really give them that off-season.
Nigga, you want to make better rap? Just listen to all the comments people say about you. This is the people saying, oh, man, you fell off. You ain't on that shit.
I go to sleep to J. Cole music, man. Niggas be disrespecting Cole so
bad. Man. I heard niggas talking about J. Cole music was like a TED talk. Damn, I don't hear that shit.
Oh, bro.
I always say the niggas that try to say Cole is like sleepy music, them the niggas that probably got Offset as their favorite rapper, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, all right, you gotta look at this. In the soundscape of sound, bro, everybody else has way more exciting music than Cole. We ain't just gonna act like
you said, wait, say it again.
In the soundscape, like just sonically, how this music sounds, like Cole tends to be more. Like in the
90s. Cole should have been a 90s. And Nice shit came out in the 90s. When it was really about lyrics.
Niggas in the
90s. I mean, yeah, Master Red was exciting niggas, but back then, just off the strength of your lyrics, you would go double and triple platinum. Like, you was that nigga.
Cole's still going double platinum every album. It's like he's thriving right now. Like, he don't. The fact that he does rap is what makes him stand out, honestly.
That's true.
And he can harmonize cool. Like, he always been a nigga who tried to fake sing and shit. Now, I think the real debate I want to have with y'all is who you think. Have you guys heard that? To bring it full circle, because I'm about to bring this up. Coming back to Cole with this. You saw Nicki Minaj re-released her mixtape, right, on Friday?
Shout out to Nicki. Yeah,
she
put
a few new songs on there. She got a song on there with Wayne and Drake, bro. And when I say Drake
Drake ate that shit. I'm trying to think of some of the punchlines he had.
I saw he ate that shit, bro. But the
Drake,
thing
Wayne didn't do bad.
Hey, on
Drake blazed that shit.
Hey,
but Drake blazed it.
Hey, the reason I be hesitant on when motherfuckers say Drake killed that shit, because it be the niggas that say Drake never made a bad song, they be like, oh, this the hardest Drake ever went. And niggas that don't like Drake be saying, oh, that's another whack ass verse. So I'm like, I don't know what to believe. Like,
I'm not a Drake stan.
It's niggas too far by. Like, see, that's what I say, I ain't heard it yet. So
you just gotta see for yourself.
I'm man. Not a Drake stan. I'm not the biggest like Drake nigga. I wasn't on all his albums. Like, I think Drake only got one classic, if you ask me. And that's
only thing
that's,
he got a classic. He got classic hits.
No,
I don't think he got no classic album.
That's his one classic album.
Take Care probably is the closest. Take Care probably is gonna stand it. Like, Take Care is gonna be remembered in time as a classic.
It's I'm gonna give no that's his that only classic. I'm gonna give him is Take Care.
Yeah, cause I always say that Take Drake
Care,
is too.
That shit got a class.
Drake is too.
Classic. Like, it's a whole like lane of R&B that was like birthed off that album.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, okay. Cause so yeah, when you look back at it, it will be one of will be considered a classic.
Off that album, it's like Drake and like The Weeknd co-fires at that lane. I say.
Yeah.
But I was gonna ask y'all, bro, like.
But he ate that fucking verse, though.
Who you think will win if Drake and Cole battled each other? Like, if them niggas woke up tomorrow.
A battle?
And Drake was just like, you know what, bro? I don't fuck with Jermaine. I'm going to keep it a buck. That's why we don't rap together.
See, I would say this. I would say this.
Because as nice as we think Cole is.
When you say lyrics, I'm going to give you this.
I think Drake just might dust that
nigga. Like, when you go straight lyrics, like, okay, make a song with straight lyrics. Going at each other, who gonna do it? I think J. Cole would get them. But if you say make a song with lyrics that everybody can rock to, Drake eat his ass
Drake
up.
Him, yeah.
So it's one of those, like, I ain't saying.
Why do y'all think that though about Drake versus Cole when Drake is the only one here who actually has diss records? We never heard Cole diss
This is what I'm saying.
Cole diss one of them little
Pump. Yeah, little Pump, yeah.
One fucking ass though.
Let's look at Drake's beats.
That 1985, I arrived. That nigga was killing that shit.
Nigga made a whole album.
The reason I say J. Cole called
come
a
little man.
Everybody say
paint for you the large picture.
Back fucker. That's them slick back ass parts.
Hey, hold on. Come on, little man. Let me talk with you. See if I can paint with you the large picture. Look at that.
Stop. That's a slick Rick ass shit now. You ain't gonna
with your fucking little rap name. That nigga's killing that shit.
I'm fucking with your fucking little rap name.
He signed that nigga though. Like he ain't even. It wasn't even like I'm about it. Like, you a little nigga, so let me show you what your problem is. Thing, like,
stop it.
But we can't act
he's
like
Lil Pump, bro. Hold on. Of course he's supposed to. Hey, Lil Pump, bro.
But we can't act
what
like
what talking about right now.
Hold on, Jordan. We can't act like Drake ain't dropped the ball on that. When it comes to that diss, everybody remember back to back. But he dropped two diss about me before that.
Charged up was
but
fucking
he came back
ass.
With a classic diss record.
It was classic because you could play it in the club. That's what I mean.
Let's be honest.
You could play it in the club.
Let's be honest. Drake is really 1-1 when it comes to Brad Beef because Pusha T ate his ass.
Yeah, Pusha ate his ass.
Ate his ass alive.
That nigga beat Common. He beat Joe Budden.
I don't know if I'm going to say Hill. He beat Common.
Don't lie, bro.
Man, them ain't really battle. Them wasn't really battles, man.
What song is more remembered in time? Stay Scheming or Sweet?
But Stay Scheming is not no Drake song. Stay Scheming is not just a Drake song.
Who's going to bump Stay Scheming if he
takes Drake off? Drake is the big artist.
It's not even about the big artist.
It definitely matters.
It's not.
It definitely matters.
In every situation, he's the big artist. You can't do that.
It's almost like if Jay-Z go at another nigga and you say, what song you going to bump more? Obviously, niggas listen to Jay-Z more.
I'm talking about the diss songs because niggas don't. Which one you going to bump more, Ether or Takeover?
But see, them two artists is that.
Nas is on that level.
Yeah, like, far as lyrics, Nas is on that level with Jay. So,
I think Common and Drake is such a, like, a lopsided battle because Common.
Common is an actor. That's how niggas gonna look at it. Common is an actor.
Drake is like
the same nigga.
Drake is a rapper.
Drake is
an actor. This is the shit I be talking. Now you say no. He's on Degrassi.
No, the point I'm making is
the point I'm making.
You ask a nigga from Chicago, right? A 30-year-old from Chicago.
Way bigger.
Hold on.
You
ask a 30-year-old from Chicago. Hey, what Common do? Oh, that nigga was just in this movie. Like, hey, what Drake do? Oh, that nigga just dropped the album. They wouldn't say Drake from Degrassi. They gonna say Drake that just dropped
like
that three piece or whatever
like
he just dropped. Like
Chicago names, niggas say that.
If you take
you ask a motherfucking ask a 15-year-old right now. In fact, ask somebody Christina age. Where you know Drake from?
I'm gonna tell you
it's
like
be Degrassi.
I never saw Degrassi. I ain't know what the fuck it was until
bro,
Drake started rapping.
Cause you was outside.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
you was outside. But trust me, girls love Drake because they loved him when they was a fucking teenager watching him on that show.
I'm gonna tell you like
he
this.
He at
bro.
The easiest end.
I don't think nobody watched Degrassi though, to be honest.
Once again, you niggas was outside. I'm really asking Christina.
I don't think nobody watched Degrassi, bro. I don't know nobody that know Drake from Degrassi.
Zach, you very disconnected from the larger world. If that's
but all I'm going to say this.
This is like when you said Juice WRLD was a big artist in Dirk. That was the funniest shit ever.
What, he is? Juice WRLD is a big artist
in Dirk? You said Dirk is a big artist in Juice WRLD. He said, I think he might be the biggest nigga out of Chicago. I'm like, bro, Dirk is never
going to be Juice WRLD. But also don't act like it's not close.
It's not. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't know. Right now,
Dirk is hot right now.
Yeah, Dirk doing his thing right now.
Even with Dirk being hot right now, he's still not doing Juice WRLD numbers. That's the thing. He about to drop a whole collab with Lil Baby.
But see, it's hard to do numbers. Like, when somebody died, like it's hard to match them numbers, man. Even before that, like, that's what I'm saying. Even before that, Juice, but, like, doing numbers don't mean, like.
He was doing, like, 430 a week.
Doing numbers don't mean, like, you that big, like you big, because right now you ask any random nigga in the hood, see me one Taylor Swift song, nigga, I don't fucking know. But Taylor, she do numbers. She do hella numbers.
We talking about a nigga in the country doing numbers. We ain't talking about Justin Bieber or some shit.
But my thing is like this, like Drake, back to
NBA Young Boy, nothing nigga do crazy.
Back to the Drake and Common shit. Like, I feel like if you take the names off of those songs and you just play diss record for diss record, if you play Sweet versus Stay Scheming, I don't know. I think Sweet might win, bro.
But see.
Sweet was more direct.
It's like, hard to compare those songs because
nigga, like,
Stay Scheming
coming directly at
that. Hey, Stay Scheming was a verse. Stay Scheming is a verse where Drake happened to mention coming in there with motherfucker. Like, oh, you talking about coming in that part?
Yeah,
and that song coming.
I feel like Drake on Stay Scheming has more quotes than Common on Sweet.
That because Drake,
like, honestly, Common's record was just made with the aggression.
Like, Drake is a better rapper. So when Drake spits some shit, you gonna feel like, oh, Drake got more quotable shit.
Yeah.
But that ain't always true about he had the best song. So just because somebody did a better rapper don't mean they gonna have the better song.
But you just told me before that Drake is gonna make the better diss record and you feel like J. Cole is gonna be the better rapper before.
That's the point. The point I'm making is Drake and Common. We talking about Drake and Common, not Drake and J. Cole. I think J. Cole better than Common. I think Drake and J. Cole better than Common.
J. Cole is better.
So I feel like in a battle rap, J. Cole, I think it'll go like this. J. Cole to make some shit.
I think Common and Cole is about dead even, bro.
I can't do it, bro.
Listen to what you call
me. Hold on.
I'm going to give it a buck. They're about dead even, bro.
Stop with the disrespect.
And I think y'all disrespect the Common. Y'all supposed to be some Chicago. That's why y'all out west niggas some fucking off-brand niggas, bro. The disrespect.
Come on,
hold it down for Common. You said, hold on. No, I ain't going to let this happen. Common from Chicago.
Common nice. Don't get me wrong. Common
has battled fucking Kanye and Lil Pump. Common and battle Drake,
Cole,
Ice Cube,
I'm sorry, Cole.
Real niggas.
Cole, I'm sorry, bro.
Cole don't got no bodies, nigga.
I'm sorry, bro. Because niggas know better. That's why you don't have
there
bodies.
Go. Niggas know better.
Trying with Cole, bro.
Niggas know better. I tell you what, J. Cole stuck up for Kendrick so hard when Diddy was tweaking because he knew if he just sat there quiet, Kendrick would have been on his ass. He's like, hold on, bro. So the details of that spike between Puffy and Cole came out.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
So basically what they're saying is, I'm going to explain it right quick. So it was at somebody's album release back in the day, right? And apparently Puffy had approached Kendrick about that King of New York shit he said on Control.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
I think they said that Puffy
Kendrick was there,
Cole was there. It was a bunch of industry niggas there. It was Puffy, it was a party he threw. I don't know if it was an old New Year's party. I think it was an old New Year's party, matter of fact.
Okay.
So, what happened was, I think they said Puffy might have ended up throwing a drink on Kendrick or something. And then Cole got up, and then they exchanged some words, and they say Cole teed off on Puffy.
Get the fuck out
of here. I'm not bullshitting.
He's talking about on the album.
That's what they saying. They like had a scuffle and then they broke it up and everybody was just kind of quiet like, what the fuck? And then Puffy was just like, all right, y'all, shit. Tried to play it off and shit. And then
Puffy and Cole had a fight.
And then Cole talked about on the album. He's like, yeah, kind of crazy. The last time I had a scuffle was with Puff.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
But they did say.
So what I said, don't get it. Hold on, listen.
They said Diddy was head.
I think Cole interjected.
They said Diddy was head into Kendrick, and then the process of trying to get to Kendrick, he spilled a drink on Cole, and Cole was like, "What the fuck?" But they said Diddy was drunk as hell. They were like, Diddy was drunk as hell. They said when he did that, he knocked the drink on Cole, and him and Cole got to talking. So before Diddy can even make it back to Kendrick, him and Cole got the argument. Yeah, so
Cole wasn't necessarily.
He wasn't standing up for Kendrick. It was just like, nigga, what the fuck?
Depends on whose account you ask, bro. I don't know.
How random is that?
It's so random. That's random shit. And Diddy is probably thinking like, man, this nigga ain't finna be around in 2 years anyway.
Two niggas that you
Diddy probably think shit of it at the
you
moment.
You would never think any two niggas that you would never think fight. I could think of 100
Cole
niggas.
Cole and Diddy, right?
Cole and Diddy would
it's
be
It's so many industry fights where it's like niggas you never think of throwing hands.
But low-key, Diddy might be with the shit stuff. Cause I also
they said Diddy slid up on a lot of niggas.
They say Diddy slapped the fuck out of Drake, I heard.
Yeah.
Smack Drake. All these light-skinned niggas getting it from Diddy. I'm keeping
I fuck
a buck.
With Diddy though. Diddy. I fuck with Diddy. Diddy don't respect light skinned niggas.
He said, bitch, if you ain't in the locks, it's up and it's stuck.
Hey, Diddy got a real thing out for light skinned rappers, bro.
I'm telling you. Shit, I say, but yeah, honestly, when you really look at it on paper, like, I think you want to give it to Cole, like, he gonna give it to Drake if they battle.
Mm-hmm.
But Drake has a better case, bro. Like, this nigga,
I would say this. Drake
beef for the new nigga every
Drake have a bigger fan base. So let's say. Cole, let's hold on. Listen,
bars, bro. I don't want to hear about who thinks.
No, I'm gonna tell you this. Let's say Cole drops some hot shit that, like, man, like, motherfucker, like, cause right now to this day, a Drake fan would still tell you, "Oh, Pusha T ain't winning that battle." A Drake fan will tell you,
"Smoking dick."
Pusha T ain't winning that battle. They're like, "Oh, you heard the Duffy free? You ain't hear that Duffy freestyle? No, Drake murdered that nigga."
That shit was hard till Adonis dropped
and that's what I mean. So Cole to drop something hot, like, not even say hot, drop something lyrically that, like, attack Drake on every level, kill a nigga. And then Drake will drop some shit where you can, like, hey, put that shit in, we going to the club, like, oh, yeah. Drake killed this nigga, like, mm-hmm. No. A real Drake, I ain't gonna say a real Drake fan, over the top of Stan, mm-hmm. wouldn't be able to dissect the lyrics and be like, man, who was better? That's the point I'm making. So you have Drake 100 million people online saying, Drake murdered that nigga, like, Cole don't got a chance.
I think you severely underestimate how loud Cole's fan base is, bro.
Man, Cole got a following.
Does not shut the
fuck Cole up. Got a following, but it ain't Drake following.
Album out, they just be like, yeah, bro, you know Cole went double platinum with no features. They gonna let you know, no matter what the fuck going on. I'm like, bitch, Kevin Gates did it that year too. Y'all niggas act like this is some impossible shit.
That was a 90s shit though. The drop out with no feature. That was like,
here we go.
I gotta show how I rap.
Just said, Kevin Gates did the exact same thing.
No, I'm saying Kevin Gates did it. I'm just saying that was some shit niggas did in the 90s to try to prove how raw they was. Like, I don't need no features. I'm finna drop this 12 song out with no features to show niggas.
That nigga,
I don't need nobody.
He made a career out of that shit.
That was just
though.
Like some cheap shit, bro. Like,
that's my only knock against Cole. Is
like, fuck that. Put some features on
every
your shit, man.
He don't have no features. He does his own beat.
Then on top of that, like, how you gonna have a Dreamville team and not put none of them niggas on your album? Like, you gotta at least do one track with everybody on it.
That Dreamville album was hard though.
Yeah, it was decent. That's what I'm saying. You gotta put them niggas on it.
It was great. I like that album a lot. Okay, so
and it ages well.
So you haven't made it through Cole's whole album yet. Who else is on
the album? From what I heard, though, it's Cole.
Man, there's somebody else on the
Cole album is fucking nice, B.
What y'all think about? We just kind of briefly spoke about.
I like that new Kodak too.
Nicki and Drake though.
What do you mean? What I think about them? Oh, I only listened to that Sea Green or something Green song.
Something Green, yeah. Money Green, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, some whatever it's called.
Oh, he got Six Black on. Well, Black have it. That's the only other person.
Black,
yeah, that's the only other person up on there. I'm looking at that shit sure. Now. Yeah, well, Blake got a couple songs I like though. Black,
yeah,
what the fuck's his name?
Yeah, I fuck with him. He got some songs.
All his songs sound the same, but it's cool. Black anyway. Who else dropped? Like Kodak dropped that album. That shit was hard.
They dropped the track list for DMX's new album.
I can't, you know, you see the track list on DMX.
Man, that shit. Now that shit got a lot of features on that.
They got
looking.
A song coming with fucking X, Nas, and Jay.
Yeah, I saw that. Ooh. I saw that. Like
they got a song coming with X. I hope that shit is way better than that bullshit
bet,
they
I
put
bet.
Out. Oh, let's talk about how trash. Did y'all talk about that bullshit?
Talking about the What's crazy that? Thing is, I bet they probably did that after X died because I don't think X had Jay
now. No, they
been working this out.
No,
like
they said
they said
after that versus battle, Switch Beats on radio. Like after that versus battle with X and Snoop, X was like. Fuck it, I'm ready to get back in the studio. Mm. And they said they stayed at Snoop studio for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Putting some shit together. Yeah, so damn. I don't know if they did it together, but
yeah.
X was in the process of recording before he died.
They say X did
X
a lot
was
of
making
shit.
Media rounds when
I heard,
he passed.
Yeah. I heard
he was ready to drop something.
He did a documentary about his life and shit. I forgot the lady from TV One. She was basically saying like,
"Yeah, I saw that Kathy, whatever fucking name." She
like
said
saying she felt like he knew that shit.
Because yeah, she said they were trying to get X for a couple years. He said he was dying. Then he just called them like y'all still want to do it?
He said out of the blue, he was just like, "Yo, I want to do my documentary."
I don't understand why them like. I don't understand niggas like Jay. Why don't you want to put your story out there? Not so much make a documentary or like, why you want to talk about that shit from the 90s to 2000? Because I'm pretty sure, man, them type of niggas got a million. Him, Method Man, Red Man, Ja Rule. I'm pretty sure them niggas got a million stories.
They starting to come out,
canceled, though. Nigga. They get canceled if they talk about a lot of this shit.
Nah, damn, I forgot about that part.
There's a lot of shit that they did back in the day. That
nigga, it was a video online of Jay and Uncle Luke. Talking on the couch with two chicks eating each other pussy. While they on the couch talking to each other, two chicks on the side of them eating each other pussy. Damn. I'm like, come on, man. I know it's so many stories.
It's that Up in Smoke tour with Benny Siegel and Redman and Meth and all them niggas. I saw the behind the scenes documentary on that shit. They had a bitch on tour.
Oh, the backstage tour. Backstage tour. Yeah.
And they had a chick in tour. She was like, I forget what city they was in, but Beans, it was some chick like she was going. So Beans took the chick in the bathroom. She was knocking. She knocked Beans down. She knocked like a bunch of other dudes down. And they got it on video, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Beans like, all right, come on, let's go to the bathroom real quick. She knocked him down. She was like,
that nigga like, Beans. That nigga Beans say they had the rooms across from each other. And a chick was knocking on Tata though, like, you motherfucker, you put me out, woo woo. And Beans said they fill up the bucket of ice water, open the door and splash her. And he was like, Tata and they were thinking the same shit, cause after they splash her, and she turned to them, you motherfuckers, they open their door and splash her with some water. Like, so I can only imagine how many stories. Like, man, I would love to just sit down in a room with them niggas, like, man. Snoop, Dr. Dre, all the nigga, man. I just want to hear y'all stories, man.
Low key.
They find some good bullshit.
Man.
Good bullshit, and it's a bunch of shit you can't.
They probably got all types of. Yeah, we all fucked and kicked out with no shoes.
Shit, now they can't drop that shit, bro.
Okay.
And then it got to be like a third party.
Hey, so
allegedly,
on to the bullshit, man. With the Joe Budden podcast, man. It's a lot that went down with that shit, man.
Talk
so,
about it,
man. Jordan, did you listen to Maul and Rory?
I listened to some of Maul, but Maul good. They're like his people rich, so like he good. Yeah, he good.
Privilege, bro.
Yeah, he good. But one thing he said that kind of made sense. He was like that Joe Budden got in his head that the podcast is that big because he was a rapper.
Yeah,
and all his fans, that was his rapper fans came to the podcast. And I was like, no, like, nigga, you must forget I was there when you was a rapper. And like, niggas wasn't there to see you.
Yeah,
like,
that's what
you
I'm
wasn't
saying.
That big.
Like,
so,
bro, I've been to your show.
Yeah,
the
like these niggas wasn't
the
there for you. Like, they was there for, like, so many words, they was there for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that kind of made sense, the fact that, like, if Joe Budden was feeling like niggas
the
was there.
And then, I get what Ma was saying too.
About the contract.
He was like, they had a split. He
was
like, Joe was trying to frame this shit like we was his employees. He was like, we was not his employees. He was like, we was profit sharing partners, bro. He was like, we all agreed upon like percentages. You know what I mean? Like,
and he said Joe never showed them
then,
what the count percentage was.
But the killer part that I get that was crazy to me, he said we even agreed to give Joe the larger percentage. Like, Joe had the larger percentage. And him, which I understand Joe should, he's the bigger artist, he's the bigger name. But it's like, he's like, me and Rory, we had our percentage too. And he was just like, we was just trying to make sure that we was getting our percentage.
He said when they went to accounts and all that, they didn't let them see, like, you can't tell me, like right now, three of us, you say, man, Z getting 40, me and you getting 30-30. All right, cool. But when we go like, hey, what's the split? Like, how much money we made in? Z say like, oh, we only made $1,000, but in reality, we made $20,000.
Exactly.
It's like, no, hold on, like, let me see exactly what we made. Like, show us the money.
He was like, that's our only issue. He's like, Joe would never open the books and show us like what we made. He's like, we would just be getting checks and checks and checks, and he'd be sending us checks. He's like, granted, we was making a lot of money, but he like when Rory said this actually. Rory was like, whenever we ask questions, like he'd get super aggressive, like what the fuck, nigga, like, you know what I mean, like, what you think I'm stealing from you, all type of shit. And it's just like, nigga, I'm trying to know where this money is coming from. I'm trying to know how much. And then Maul was like, it was just a lot of red flags and shit. He was like, we was doing live shows. He was like, we would sell 1,500 seats one night. He was like, I get a payout. next night we'll sell 2,500 seats. I get the same payout. So he's like, that rolls a red flag right there. He's like, how am I getting the same payout from when we sell 1,500 seats versus when we sell 2,500?
Hey, that's what Maul said. Like, one day they was in the dressing room and Joe came, like, he was like, I think there was in Philly. Say, nigga, I'm not been in your show in Philly. It was never these many people. Here. He was like, Joe came back. I got the line around the corner. Like, they all here to see me. And Ma was like, no, nigga, they here to see us. Like, you ain't never had no crowd this deep. Like, how you think they here just for you?
Yeah.
And it kind of makes sense, man.
It makes sense. Like, it seems, from what I understand, it seems like this. It seems like It seems like Joe, hold on, let me get this out. It seems like Joe feels like he started the podcast. He feels like he's the biggest star. And I feel like he's paying them niggas good money, which they, nobody denied that he wasn't paying them good money. They all said they making good money,
but they want to do a full audit.
But they just feel like they not making the full
right. How we go from a,
he feels like, they feel like he's stealing.
How we go from 100,000, how we go from 100,000 views to 1,000,000 views, but we still getting the same, amount. Like, hold on, chop me.
I think Joe is paying them niggas. But if I'm being real, I don't think Joe's probably paying them what they owe.
Joe probably one of them niggas that feel like y'all niggas owe me. Like, without me, y'all to be dead in the works.
Jordan, what other reason would you have? It's almost like we all start a podcast. What other reason would I have to not open a book?
I'm gonna tell you why it's like crazy. So I was listening to Joe Patreon shit. Which, I mean, I feel like y'all probably heard it. They leaked that episode.
He did an episode on Patreon today, though.
He said they deleted the shit. That episode, where they already fired them and shit, all that. Yeah. He said they deleted the episode they dropped today,
Joe brought his therapist on. Same therapist who did therapy with him and Roy. She was on the pod today.
I didn't listen to the full pod today.
But what I'm going to say is, let's say, you notice how they said they profit-sharing partners, right? If you profit-sharing partners with your friend, you got this pod, let's use 290 Crew, for example. Let's say Zach founded it. He bring me and Duan. We say, okay, cool. It's your shit. So you could take 40, and me and Duan take 20 just to keep the math simple. Mm-hmm. Not 40, 60, and then me and Duan will do 20-20, just keep it simple, mm-hmm. right? Then we getting our checks, and they good checks. Mm-hmm. Ain't none of us saying, like, damn, bro, we all here eating soup and shit at night. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden... I can't even use me and dude because I'm like your family, do your best friend. I got to use like, who a nigga that we all know that ain't related to us? Arthur. Let's say Arthur. Okay. So, it's doing Arthur, not Jordan. Let's say Arthur's like, you know what, man? How we know Zach really paying us our just due? And dude like, what you mean? Then right. Arthur gets going. I mean, shit. We sold 1,000 last tour date. It's 2,500. How much you get? Oh, okay. Shit, that nigga Joe, that nigga come in a new Balenciaga coat. Zach, he wearing the new motherfucking,
new Montclair and shit like
new Montclair. He's
shit up in
his head. He looking real nice around
right,
this bitch.
Right.
You look up, this nigga Arthur done convinced you that not only Zach is keeping money out on you, but Zach ain't even really your friend to begin with. So now Zach come back, but they let this shit go on for like 3 years. So now we get to the point where the 290 podcast is talking about $200 million deals. Now, the more money you up, the more sensitive and the more on edge everyone is. So now Zach gets wind that Arthur has been trying to convince Dude that Zach has been stealing from us for years. And now all Zach can think is, damn, Dude, I've been with you through this. I done known you since we was in East. You let this nigga Arthur fucking come between us? So Joe's thinking like, damn, Marlon fucking snake for letting this white boy get between them. And this nigga literally been living with Joe since fucking, like, they been friends forever, bro.
I can see that.
Like, that's just crazy. Like, loyalty, like, that, when all you talk about is respect.
I see both sides.
It's like, nigga, that's like, crazy. Like, ain't no way, it's no business you can work at and be like, let me see the books and still be an employee, bro. I don't give a fuck. Where you at?
If we all agreed upon sharing percentages, like, why wouldn't you be able to see, like, how much we made?
Because,
like, what's crazy to me is Roy said they never even saw how much, like, the Spotify deal was worth. Like, we don't even know what the fuck that was worth.
Now,
they basically just getting checks.
And that's the way
it sounds like the TLC move where They selling $1 million of records and million going platinum, triple platinum and shit. And the motherfucker go buy them new cars and shit. Like, it just seemed like,
man, like congratulations for like going to platinum. I'm like,
they
yeah,
was just getting checks. Rory and Ma was just getting checks, and they couldn't see what
it was. Where have you ever worked and saw the books?
No, see, you're looking at it from an employee standpoint.
Joe owns this though. Bitch.
But okay, look at it like this. Okay, look at it from private this standpoint. Shit, oh no, look at it like this.
That's like
no,
it's stocks and shit, bro. It's like that's a public, like once you have an IPO and you go public, that's when people are like reporting their profit and losses and shit like that. But before that, when you a private entity, you don't gotta tell nobody shit. Even if we're profit partners, if you call an audit, it's like, all right, cool. On your money, you hired a lawyer, you hired the motherfuckers to do the audit. I'm gonna fire your bitch ass because there's nowhere where niggas can work and do a full
audit.
That's
what I'm saying.
Because you are insinuating I'm stealing.
Hold on.
So
look at it like this.
We partners, you shouldn't be able to fire me.
Now, just how you said, hold on. Just how you said, okay, Z got 290 crew. He bad self. He say, man, I got 290 crew. Hold on, listen. He come to you and say, hey, I want you to come be part of 290. I like what you're doing. Come be part of 290. You tell him flat out, hey, I'm only doing it if I get a profit of everything. Like, I'm not doing it to be work for you. Like, we got to be partners. Yeah. Have it go. He say, okay, cool. I'm going to take 40. You take 30. I'm going to take 50. Have it go. Cool. So now you're not taking whatever your percentage is. You're not taking that of what y'all started. Okay, what we start off with, cool. But every deal come to the table, everything that happened, I take my 30, 40% of that. So it can't be 5 years later, we want the biggest podcast and my check in the beginning was $1,500 every podcast, so my check being now $1,500. So now I'm like,
the thing though, because they also saying they was all on the pod. We all remember right when they first left Spotify and they got raises and they was joking about how much money Savon getting now and he got out his mom crib and all that shit. Rory driving a new Mazda and shit. They had the Mazda jokes. Like that's not true. They haven't just been getting paid a fucking flat rate no matter what.
I'm not saying that. Like, I'm saying that's how them niggas
did.
They
little examples
they all say
and shit,
they been making good
but
money.
But they all also agree they got a pot. They got a raise when there was no deal on the table. After the big walked away from Spotify.
I'm saying, hold on.
What it sounds like to me is that Joe been paying the niggas really good. Like, they his homies. He been paying them good. But at the same time, he hasn't been all the way 100 with them. And he hasn't been giving them their 4%.
All right, let's even say...
Hold on. Before you say that, would y'all listen to a Joe Budden podcast? Just Joe Budden. If it's Joe Budden, Mike and Jeff, it's no longer Joe Budden.
Marlon Roy.
Yeah.
Because I only started listening because of Joe. Who the fuck are Marlon Roy?
I'm going to listen to both podcasts. I'm going to listen. I like
now that
Marlon Roy might as well start their own podcast. Sure. They, but they, I don't think they can.
Not for what? Joe probably will let them.
You can't sue them.
Yes, you can.
Hey,
are you retarded?
Hey, listen. If you sign over your rights, you sign over your name, right? Like, yeah, you definitely can.
I've been sued before.
Like, hey,
for breaching contract, nigga. That shit.
You definitely can. Like,
hell yeah. A non-compete is a non-compete.
The girls from Goat, like Goat, not was it GoDaddy or whatever it was? They had like the biggest sex podcast, and like they didn't want to work. They was getting $1 million episode, and they didn't want to work, and they tried to leave.
I know what you're talking about.
And Buddy told their ass, like, yeah, Barstool. Buddy told their ass, like, y'all can leave, but y'all can't work nowhere. So y'all might well come on. I'll bump y'all up. Now, I think I was getting 500,000. He's like, I'll bump y'all up to $1 million, but y'all can't go work nowhere else. So, shit, what y'all want to do? And they went back and forth for, like, 2 months.
And it was like a split too, cause like one of the girls was cool with it, and the other one was like turned up.
Yeah, cause they said the girl that was turned up about it, her boyfriend was an HBO executive, and he
if
was
you
like,
got a good lawyer,
you were like, man, you getting fucked in that deal.
If you got a good lawyer, they can get you out.
No, man.
If you get fired. Like,
but if I don't fire you and you trying to contest, you sign this contract.
Joe fired him. He fired him on live air. So it's
that's different.
Yeah,
that's
different.
Yeah, the contracts. I can see. Yeah, that's where you got to read the fine line. Like, if I get fired, yeah, I can do what I want. That's when, like, man, that's why it pays to have that lawyer. And they always say, don't ever sign over your IPO. Like, man, they say, don't ever sign over that shit.
A non-compete, nigga, and you breach the non-compete, you get sued, bro. That's just what it is.
I mean, you can. I would say you can.
Not you. I mean, you probably will, bro.
It depends, because you also got to understand that.
Lawsuits cost companies money.
So it all depends if they want to come after
nigga,
money.
You think Rory and Maul could compete with Joe as far as money? They was bitching over the checks they was getting. They could drag it out of court as long as Joe.
Well, that nigga, not Steve Stout. What that nigga that got aftermath? I've got
Dre.
Not Dre. The nigga who Dre signed with Interscope. Who got Interscope?
Jimmy Iovine.
When Jimmy Iovine came to Dre, like, fucking don't even worry about that death row shit. When Dre was like, man, I'm in this contract, he was like, don't even worry about that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm finna get you up out of that. Like, now if motherfucker come to you like that, if the nigga that owns Spotify come to Matt Marlon Rory, like, hey, don't even worry about that Joe Budden shit. I got y'all. Then, yeah, they'll be podcasting next week. Yeah.
Honestly, bro, I think Joe like Marlon Rory was just fucking entitled and lazy, bro. I'm gonna keep it a buck. These niggas didn't use their platform to get shit popping. You realize Savon came to that bitch. He was only on that bitch for like 2 months and started his own Need to Know podcast instantly. Mm. These niggas.
Now I would say that them niggas should have been branched off and started their own little
Joe Bitts on a little side like, podcast. Bro. When Maury first came to Joe, well, like, yeah, can I get some really, of that? Can Maury I get some of that YouTube
really
money?
He don't really do podcasts.
He don't give a fuck about podcasts. He was like, yeah, I like this podcast I'm on, but he don't give a fuck about
because, the man, podcast. I ain't gonna lie, man. No matter how cool and tight y'all is, just like in your relationship, you got to keep your individuality. So if we in a group work together, like, yeah, this is my man's 100 grand, but like I'm still going to branch up. This don't mean I don't fuck with my man. It just mean I got like, I might want to do an example. I might want to do a sex podcast. You might want to do a stock podcast. So we can branch off and do our own separate thing.
Got a whole network, got a whole new deal with Patreon. It's like, bro, y'all in the perfect position.
I fuck with Joe, bro, but a lot of shit that was saying makes sense, bro.
I mean, you know,
I feel like Joe's coming at it from the standpoint of, this is my podcast, I pay for everything, and Joe also think that a lot of the fans from the podcast come from his rap career, which I don't agree.
They
with.
Do, nigga.
They don't.
I don't think
I'm a
so.
Fan of this podcast.
I can't name one Joe Budden song, man.
That's because
now I would say this. Now if you would have said my love and hip hop fans,
the song I could give you is Black.
If you would have said my love and hip hop fans came to the podcast, then maybe.
Here's the thing, G. When they was talking about those little shows they was going on, yeah, they might be small shows, 1,000 people here, 200 people here, 500 people here. But when you add those numbers all up, you have a small niche community. So instead of, you might not have the fan base where you can monetize a fat ass tour, but if all these people could just say, oh, I like Joe Budden, he got a pod, let me check it out, that's a way smaller, easier buy-in.
That's
so,
why,
because they definitely didn't come off the strength of Rory and Bob.
That's why Joe was already getting the biggest percentage, because he did have somewhat of a following before the podcast.
It's not somewhat. He literally has a proven name. He has a hit record. He's on
fucking
Love
man.
Hip Hop.
Podcast.
He's on a goddamn
hey,
video game.
Bro, Joe Budden, before the podcast, Joe Budden wasn't really shit.
The stories get like, ain't lying. If Maul probably got a million interesting stories to tell. Like, that's what gets your fan. Like, motherfucker, like, man, you heard that podcast? That shit was nice. Like,
all I'm going to say is this. Joe Budden had a small following before the podcast. He was a rapper. And he had a small file, had one hit 20 years ago.
Bro, the
and he was and
pod
he dropped some mixtapes. He was a respected
Joe's life.
Joe was a respected rapper.
This shit is not built
so
on
Rory. He had somewhat of a following, but I'm not giving him like 100% of the success of the podcast.
I'm not giving him 100%. Obviously, Rory and Maul played a role, but
Jordan,
honestly,
regardless if you fuck with Rory and Maul, some people tune in.
Hey, we've been on this topic for too long a time.
I'm going to tell you what, bro.
I
mean, we can talk about
something. I fuck with Rory, though. I fuck with Rory. Yeah,
y'all
bro.
Niggas are severely tapped out of how lit Joe was out here on the internet. Like, I'm not, you guys are literally just thinking, like, how many niggas was lined up at fucking Barnes & Noble to buy a Joe Budden album. What you don't realize is he was one of the first niggas to crack off the internet.
Yeah,
one of
no
the first
records.
Niggas to pop on YouTube. One of the
one
first niggas.
One hit record, pump it up 20
this,
years
just
ago.
Like, you literally
years
just
ago.
Prove my point. You guys just keep going back to the music shit. Joe has gotten plenty of bags outside of music at this point. Like, Maul thinks that Joe is just stuck on his fucking rap fame. And all he ever talks about on the pod is, when you gonna get back in the stoop? Oh, well, that's crazy. It's three,
hey,
it's three
like,
fucking modes
like,
Maul
like,
got,
like, Joe did have Slaughterhouse. Him,
Royce da 5'9", they did one of their records.
They had a following. I ain't gonna say that. Like, they ain't go platinum and all that shit. They were not, but they had a following. They did have a little following.
Point proven, he had that. He had Love and Hip Hop.
At the end of the day,
Joe's name was ringing out more than Rory and fucking Maul.
Of course,
100%. So you telling me that's why he had the biggest fucking percentage because it's his pod.
Joe was the biggest star on
his name. He handles all the business on the pod. Rory and Maul don't do shit.
I'm giving you that. Joe,
if they don't do shit, then if they're some lazy niggas, then
Joe was the biggest name on the podcast, hence why he had the biggest percentage. But all I'm saying is, you're not finna tell me that
These niggas do damn near millions of views.
It didn't start out with millions, though. Like,
obviously, tell me that those are Joe Budden's fans. No.
He wasn't doing millions of views
on this song.
Now you're just talking over me.
He was.
Rory self-admitted. They came out the gate hot because guess what? Coming out the gate hot has everything to do with Joe Budden's name. Not, oh, let me check out Rory and Marl over
here. Coming out the gate hot, what do you mean by that?
This podcast was doing numbers from the gate. It was never like,
They wasn't doing millions of what they're doing now.
Mark, you just keep saying stupid shit. I'm telling you, they came out doing shit. Hundreds of thousands out the gate. And they built it to millions of episodes. But how many numbers we do? All right, so season like you don't know what numbers are. Doing, if you come out
okay,
first,
we do some numbers, first but two, if three episodes are our top. And we do millions of numbers, nigga.
Hey, do I need to do a scandal? What about scandal? I need to give me a bar.
You gotta be
that's what I'm saying. They come out.
They gotta be who? No, they scandal's home too.
I ain't gonna keep reiterating this shit. Bottom line is, Rory and Marl lazy niggas. Watch that weak ass party if you want. Niggas ain't going nowhere for the Joe Budden
podcast. I'm with Rory and Marl. They is interesting as fuck, and they shed a lot of light.
You really think Maul's interesting? Like, honestly,
yeah, bro,
you full of shit. Raw,
I give it to Maul. Maul said he brought the streetness to the pod.
You know who I be fucking with? Hey, shout out! I be listening to Mal Jones. Guys Next Door podcast. That nigga, he was with State Prop. Like, all right, he wasn't rapping with State Prop, but he was like a A&R or some shit with State Prop. Like. That nigga be having a million stories, low key.
Oh, wait, you talking about, you not talking about Mouse. You talking about,
That nigga name is Mal Jones. He with,
A&R nigga. I know who used to be with Rockefeller.
No, he was with State because he's from Philly. He was with State Prop.
He was just on
that. You talking about Oshino?
No, not Oshino.
Everyday Struggle Academics. Who's that nigga on?
Oh, Wayno?
Wayno. That's who you talking about.
That's what I'm not talking about Wayno. Oh, no, man. Let me look.
Wayno was the only nigga that worked with Rockefeller as an A&R.
He wasn't I don't know if he was an A&R or not, but like he came up under State Prop. He was from Philly. He was working with them niggas. So he was there with State Prop at their height. Like at the he was there with them niggas.
Hey,
remember the nigga from The Wire, Michael, the young nigga?
Mm-hmm.
He only got a podcast with that nigga. Man, hold on. Man, I'm telling you, like, the guys next door. Shout out to Guys Next Door. Like we plugging podcasts and shit.
I was a lot of female podcasts. I was listening to.
Nigga, you.
Man, fuck these hoes. I'm not plugging no more free pods, nigga.
I listen to,
He said, let me tell him all the pods I listen to.
Put it on, hey, me.
Give him all the free pods.
When you edit this, put that shit on mute when you say the podcast name.
I'm about to mute it. But I listen to, Dirty Cocktails.
He said, I listen to Dirty Cocks.
Look, man. Oh, shit.
Cause they be talking about threesomes and shit.
Oh,
shit.
Get some chicks, bro.
Horny ass. All they talking about is
hey, man.
It's entertaining.
I mean, true. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I just support Minds podcast. That's two chicks be talking all that type of shit.
I heard about that one. They're obviously horrible.
So make sure you edit and block all this shit.
Yeah, I kind of feel that. Yeah, I'm only, really, it's 290 crew free. All Dizzy.
Thank you. I ain't shot nobody out free no more. Fuck y'all. But, what the fuck else happened, boy?
You back working and shit?
Nah,
not yet.
Nah, I'm thinking.
When you plan on going back?
Probably like beginning of June, I'm thinking. Just gotta see.
Hey, shout out to Kobe. Shout out to Jay-Z. All Hall of Fame.
Jay-Z got the
Jay-Z in the Hall of Fame. Shout out to my nigga Kobe. Rest in peace. Hall of Fame.
I can't believe, man.
It still don't feel real.
I don't want to talk about Kobe, man. Yeah, that shit gonna make me too emotional, man. If anybody know me, know I'm the biggest Kobe fan.
Don't
like,
feel real,
I don't want, man.
All you gotta do is still don't feel real. Like,
hey, hold on.
Put on his Hall of Fame jacket.
I gotta give my podcast people an insight. Like, my uncle died in December.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle died. I promise you. People call me like, damn, dude, sorry for your loss, whatever, cool. But when Kobe died, I had to turn my phone off. A million people call me like, damn, dude, you good? Sorry for your loss. Like, I'm like, man, I was a big Kobe fan, but like, where you niggas was at in December? Like, shit, like, damn. Like, that's how niggas knew I fucked with Kobe. Like, they knew, like, man.
Damn. Yeah, bro, that hurt. And I grew up hating Kobe's guts, bro. Just being a nigga. Who was like, anybody you liked, Kobe was stepping on their ass. And
bro.
Covered up.
I was telling dude, when everybody else was yelling Iverson and T-Mac, I was a Kobe nigga.
Nah, I was Kobe.
Everybody else was talking that Iverson shit, niggas talking T-Mac.
Man.
I was a Kobe nigga.
I don't give a fuck what Kobe was killing. Even if they lost, Kobe will look at you. I don't give a fuck. Whatever happened in the game, I'm finna get you 40. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm getting you 40, nigga.
Kobe,
like,
bro. They just showed a video on ESPN where Kobe was in, like, playing the last couple years in Lakers. That nigga was sitting on the bench. And that nigga made a nigga get up and sit on the floor. Like, like, I guess he was standing up. He was sitting on the bench like it wasn't enough seats for him. That nigga made one of them niggas. He told
that nigga,
ass.
That nigga Lou Williams say.
That nigga sat on the floor and let Kobe sit down, bro.
Hey, nah, that nigga.
I love niggas like that.
Hey,
like,
nah, nigga, fuck you, that. Nigga, that nigga Lou Williams was hooping in some Kobe and they lost by 30 or some shit like that. And they came in the locker room and Kobe was like, hey, man, take my shoes Kobe off, man. Yeah, like, nigga, you got your ass busting my shoes. Take that shit off, man. Take my shit off.
All their shoes.
Yeah, like, man, take my shoes off, man.
They say Lakers got it.
Y'all got y'all ass busted.
They say Kobe came in the locker room, and they all had on Kobe's.
What, man, take my shit off, man. Fuck wrong with y'all, man.
All the niggas take their shoes off. I love shit like that, bro. Like, I just love niggas that just be like, Kobe was just that nigga that's like, nah, like, I ain't going.
That's
for
that a real
shit.
Legend.
Man.
You know what I just realized earlier? So, I was playing 2K with my dad, so I beat his ass every game, all that. And I was playing.
I ain't played 2K.
I was playing with Golden State, and I looked at the Raptors, and I thought about it. I'm like, damn, bro. I think they're the only franchise that got three off last decade.
What you mean?
Three championships.
I go in the state. Yeah, look, they would have had four if Durant didn't get hurt. They would have got four. Yeah, they don't like Miami
like
got
in
two.
2010s, I think
Miami got two. Dallas got one. I think San Antonio got
Cleveland
two.
Got one.
Toronto got one. Right. Cleveland got one. Like Golden State got three. Yeah, they the only one.
They the only one got three, so, bro. Yeah. I'm like,
damn,
bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
How can we act like LeBron is the fucking GOAT when you done literally had all these niggas eight?
Hey, hey,
all these listen, niggas eight.
Listen,
how can LeBron listen. Be the GOAT when we got all these franchises racking it up?
If you wanna say,
roster.
If you wanna say,
that's what I say. When Jordan was,
hey, if you wanna say,
niggas got locked out.
If you wanna
ring,
say
bro,
Jordan Prime was from,
supposed to have a ring.
Nothing.
Barkley,
nothing.
Barkley supposed
Hakeem
to have
nothing.
Snuck his ring.
Snuck his to win.
Hakeem got one.
Snuck his
ring. And then another one.
Supposed to have
one. Steph can say I won three, but I beat LeBron for all my three. Like I
every
beat
time.
That nigga for my three. Like
Steph got three, Duncan and
Kawhi got two.
Kawhi got two on LeBron.
Duncan
Kobe
got two
got,
on
Kobe
like
got
Kobe.
Two
like
on him.
Like
Kobe never played LeBron.
Yeah, he didn't play LeBron. I'm talking about all that niggas.
Like,
they said LeBron was the best player in the league in like 07. Oh wait, they said LeBron the best player in the league. Since 07, 08, LeBron got four rings.
LeBron
Kobe
been
got
been the best player in 07.
And I'm just saying, that's what they said. All I'm saying is Kobe got two. KD got two.
Back then.
I remember one year, Kobe and LeBron was supposed to meet in the finals.
And LeBron ain't
it
made it.
It never happened. LeBron never made it. Because they was doing that Spike, what was that?
They
was doing them commercials
Spike
with
Lee
LeBron.
Yeah.
Spike Lee commercials with LeBron and Kobe and shit. Uh-huh. Everybody thought they was going to meet in the finals. And
it's
LeBron
like,
never. He never
y'all
made
got
it.
KG and Ray Allen. Paul Pierce fucked up.
Yeah, low key.
You thought
no, I think that was that year they played Orlando in the final.
Yeah, Orlando, yeah. Dwight Howard beat you.
Yeah, you let Dwight Howard beat your motherfucking ass.
The power bottom.
And man, it's a power bottom. That nigga did come out and say he was fucking Dwight Howard, didn't he, man?
Yes, bro. He said.
Power bottom.
He called that nigga a big ass bottom.
Oh, shit. Come on, bro.
That's crazy, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah, bro. All these niggas ate on his watch. It's like, bro.
They definitely did.
How are you the GOAT?
You can't be the GOAT.
It's no way. What's good?
Come in quiet.
Come in quiet with the Tony and Burch bag.
Somebody left their trunk open?
I ain't. Oh shit! Oh
holy
shit!
Shit ain't open. We almost done. We about to wrap up anyway.
Hey y'all.
You exactly. She's on make a
it's
imprint.
Your girl.
It's your girl, Chrissy. Chrissy Love looking ass.
Hey man.
Facts. We need a love letter.
Okay. But yeah,
hey,
I ain't got shit else to talk about.
I want to ask y'all this. I want to get a guy's perspective about this. I was talking to Freaky about this earlier. How y'all feel about it? Before I say this, I'm gonna say this. I never watched Love and Hip Hop or none of that shit. Real Housewives, none of that shit. But when that Porsche shit came out, I was on the internet like, oh. feed me more. Like, I'm interested as hell. I want to see everything. Man. I want to see everything that's going on.
That nigga say Porsche did what?
I need all the tea.
I definitely need all the tea. I'm on YouTube looking like, can I see this some clips?
Hey, YouTube. Hey,
you say Porsche. But while I was on YouTube, they talking about, they showed some clip where, like, she fucked up the stripper. They was at a house, and it was like,
damn,
six of them and some strippers. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, but
so Porsche just a big hoe is what you tell me?
No, from what I got is Porsche not wrong, but she not right either.
She not right.
She
tell me how she not wrong.
Okay, cause she, how she played, how she said is, I don't know, girl. My husband knew her husband through business, and me and her obviously had to meet. So whoever Zach doing business with, if he doing business with somebody,
damn. So she started dating her husband's colleague.
And go the crazy part. Her husband came out, ex husband came out like, me and that nigga ain't friends. Like, I just happened to do some shit with him that one time, but I don't know that nigga either. So it wasn't, because when I heard that, I'm like, damn, you fucked your husband friend.
And the funny thing is, like, I saw a video where, like, the husband and the new nigga was, like, all together with Porsche. I'm like,
and she getting gangbanged at this point. And that's the thing, like, the ex-husband made it clear, like, I don't know that nigga who Porsche fucking with. Like we in the same business, and we happen to run into each other, and we were trying to do some shit together, but it wasn't like that. And how Porsche put it, like, I don't know, girl, we met. Her husband was rich as hell, and she wants to be on Love and Hip Hop. What the fuck she on, and... it's like, okay. He said, oh, that's probably crack.
Yeah, you brought back in your phone.
Yeah, my shit was the case off and shit.
Hey, it's funny because we were just talking about that before the podcast. Like, he said, I had this phone for 2 years. I ain't never dropped it or cracked it enough.
You remember them old iPhones used to crack like water, nigga.
They used to crack, you blow air on them motherfuckers.
They used to crack.
Everybody I knew with an iPhone had a cracked screen back in the day.
Definitely did. That's how they made their money, though. Like, shit, you got to come back and get a new phone.
Yeah, Apple used to make the worst screens.
That's all they do.
No one make their screens now, right?
Cool. Exactly.
Samsung
made Apple screens.
They charge like $250 for each screen they make.
But the funny thing, Apple can make stronger screens. They just wanted the extra money for niggas to crack their shit.
Yeah.
But when they crack it, Apple, I don't know if they
can
make stronger screens. I mean,
honest
shit, Samsung makes
these
screens.
But like, yeah, Samsung, like, yeah.
They don't make these fucking screens.
They got Samsung handling
it. Hey, point. Get back on point. Being Porsche ain't that wrong. She ain't that right.
He said she ain't that wrong. So you team Porsche?
No. I'm not team Porsche. But
you
then,
gotta pick a side, bro.
Hey, but the trip that part about it, ain't nobody talking about it. Talk about this bullshit. Dude said he divorced old girl because she cheated. Ain't nobody talking about that. He said, man, she was cheating, so I had to leave. Like, I wasn't cheating. She cheated, so I divorced. Ain't nobody said shit about that.
What, the girl was cheating?
Yeah,
the allegation she has right now is way worse than just cheating.
What allegation she got?
You mean tell me you did all this research? I'm talking about what we talking about.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. With the fortune.
The whole reason we talking about this because they saying she's dating her alleged friend's husband.
Yeah.
Right?
But both of them said they're not friends. Like, Porsche and her girl said they wasn't friends. Like, they just. They was cool, like they knew each other.
I think it's an embarrassing situation for both parties.
Yeah, it definitely is.
There's nobody you could be where you were. Like, this shit just looked lame as hell for everyone involved.
Because now it looked like, I feel like this, if me and my girl divorced and somebody I know start talking to her, now I'm thinking like, oh, so y'all... y'all already had this. Time. Like, y'all had this in the works. So, like, yeah, that's why I say she not wrong, but she not right either.
Yeah, man.
She damn sure not right.
Because, dang, that shit happened a lot in it.
You'd be surprised though, man.
Chicks don't like that shit either.
She
put online like, you try to push your shit with me, I'm gonna give you family something to do.
Hey, somebody put up
I saw that shit.
Somebody put up a picture of Amber Rose and Kim Kardashian, like, oh, these two motherfuckers was like close friends once upon a time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Amber and Kim was cool.
Yeah, they put a picture back showing them. Yeah. And I'm like, oh damn. Then they put a picture of the chick Jamie Foxx was fucking with the white girl.
Jamie Foxx took Tom Cruise, bitch.
That's what I'm talking about. And Katie Holmes. Yeah, Tom Cruise. They said Tom Cruise, Jamie Foxx is cool as hell. Yeah. So it's like, it happens. I mean.
Damn. All right, y'all. There you go.
Chicago.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
Girls calling.
All these niggas.
I don't know, man. I feel away if I see.
Yeah, better than like, we in these streets.
If I see one of my guys, fuck with one of my ex chicks, like, damn, nigga, and y'all serious?
Yeah,
like,
oh yeah, you got.
And then on top of that, like, if you wasn't married, I would know what girls you really like. Like, if you mess with 20 chicks, I would know them 20 chicks. Like, these three you really like. So like, these three is hands off. But these other 17, like, you don't care what happened to them. Like, if that's my man, you know who your guy like. Yeah. Even if he don't say it out his mouth, like, you know, like, nah, nigga, you like her. Like, I know you like her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't fuck behind my friends.
Atlanta is just like that, though, bro. It's like, it's Atlanta. It's probably not that many straight guys. Like, you got to get in when you fit in.
You got the pussy when you can.
Yeah, man. Keep them hoes from around your friends, Lemmy.
We, by more of the story is, we need to get down.
All
to
them whole friends y'all like going outside with when you do your little, do your dirt.
Well, you know what they say. You're not supposed to tell a chick what a chick's not supposed to talk about, you know what I mean, when they maybe putting it down.
But do you think that's true? If a girl go to her girl group, be like, yeah,
yes,
girl.
Yes, I absolutely
That nigga fucked the shit out of me. Like, that nigga did girl. Me like, dude, No. I know she do that, but you think her girl is saying ahead, I wonder what's to that.
It's true,
yes.
Bro.
Oh, okay.
It's true. Let's
literally. I can't even just say just imagine.
Because I ain't never heard my guy say, man, she sucked the best dick, and I be thinking, I want some of that head. It just be like, oh, okay.
We not as conniving, though.
Okay. No, okay. Man, yeah.
I don't know. Women is weird, bro. It's like, okay, they don't even like hanging out with each other like that.
They don't.
It's like they hate niggas and they gotta get at niggas, otherwise they're gonna be stuck with each other for the rest of their life.
Okay.
So it's like, what you gonna do?
Sounds about right.
But then what you gonna do? It's like, you wanna be with niggas the rest of your life? No, I want a girl. Fuck that shit.
Definitely do. Like,
motherfuckers gotta meet in the middle.
Can't live without.
So what, dude? You gotta pick a side, bro. You do this shit a lot, nigga. You can't just keep seeing both sides of shit. You need to start standing on shit.
I know the world is not black and white. The world is gray. Like, I know this, man.
You side with bullshit what, bro?
Whose side you on? What's the name of the other girl? I don't know these
ones. Yeah, the other girl, Fallon.
Why the fuck is everybody calling me now, dog? I'm recording. God damn.
You know what? Fuck it.
Your children know
I'm team Portia. Fuck it.
You've been caping for these hoes long enough.
Damn. I'm team Portia. Portia, do you, boo, be happy.
You love your friend, nigga.
Portia. Fuck that nigga. Like,
she said that relationship wasn't gonna work anyway.
Right.
That bitch said he made it a high line.
You know why I'm not team Fallon? Cause she cheating on her husband. Cause black men don't cheat, and she cheating on her husband.
Wait,
so
I thought you said Portia cheated.
No, Fallon cheating. Yeah. That's why Buddy divorced her.
So Fallon cheated, and her husband read up with her friend.
Yeah, he said, "You gonna cheat on me? I'ma fuck your friend." That's some girl shit. That's some girl.
Hey, we ain't about to be the guy.
That's crazy.
Anything else niggas want to say? We about to end this shit, bro.
Man, shouts to Kevin Samuels, man.
Shouts to Kevin Samuels.
Oh, my fucking God. Is that nigga gonna come out the closet yet, man? That nigga gonna come out and say he gay yet?
He look a little funny.
Like,
hey, bro. I don't know what to say.
Hey, no bullshit. Shout out to Devon Franklin. Making good hood.
On them rape charges?
Hey, nah. Hey, he got rape charges?
Devon, ain't that nigga from the Texans?
No.
Hey,
I listen to that nigga.
He got mad.
That nigga spit some real shit, man. Yeah. Like, he was just talking about, they were like, man, you began relationship advice, and now shit been happening with Kevin Samuels and what's the other nigga named? Devon Jackson. He was like, man, look.
Derek Jackson.
Yeah, he like, I give advice for me. I don't tell you my advice is law. Like, my advice is like scripture. Like, I'm telling you what I went through and how I got better for me and my wife. So, like, that nigga was spending some real shit. Like, man, I'm not trying to give you advice on your relationship. I'm giving you advice on how me and my wife got through, or how I found my wife. So you can take my advice. It's like,
Making Good.
Yeah, like, that nigga spent some man. I might buy his book.
That's dude fucking Making Good.
Yeah. The preaching.
Yeah, I might buy his book now. Like, ten nigga, yeah.
He got her preaching in.
Dog, he clean Megan Good ass all
the time. Megan Good said she said she went to church one time. She out on her little shit and motherfucker looking at her crazy.
Yeah, Megan Good is the first lady.
Cleaned her up.
He said, bitch, you gonna wear panties on them dresses now. Like, you just...
Jesus, you coming to church with no panties, nigga?
Low key.
Can I know chicks that done did
Megan
that.
Good, bro? Like,
hell no.
Like, bro.
What?
Like, how disrespectful are you?
You know,
never.
Hey, what the fuck come to you? Hey, what for tell? Come tell. Hey, brother Hunt. We saw your wife in here. Like, she needs the. She needs the.
You gonna respect Megan? She's the first lady of this church. It's like,
I'm not going to this fucking church, bro. Yeah. I'm not,
bro.
Nah,
you
bro.
Respect this church shit.
Shouts to Megan Good at all, but y'all ain't finna give me all.
That's a setup, though.
Give me some shit I can believe
Megan
in.
Megan Good is going to be your first
y'all
lady. That's a setup like a motherfucker that like Megan Good.
My first lady was on Roll Bounce, bro. That's what you finna tell me.
Man, church clap. Hey, you good, man? You need something? Yeah. Nah. He preaching. Let him be. Like, I got you. Hey, like, I got you whatever you need.
Bro, nah.
Who I'm telling, man?
Yeah.
Hey, but church folks be... That's another podcast. We're going to talk about church folks.
That's another podcast. But we about to get out of here, man. We in the shy. We about to hit the streets tonight. Niggas about to hit the streets.
What y'all on? I ain't on shit.
Guess I'm going to hit the streets.
You dig? Till next week, man. Fuck with your crew. 290. Yeah.